Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Was arrested last night outside of the Senate debate here in New Hampshire. The Senate candidates, the mainstream Republican and Democrat, were the only ones allowed to debate at this event. They're the only ones who've been allowed to debate. Our favorite, Jeremy Kaufman, the Libertarian candidate, has been denied any kind of access to debates. They specifically set the rules to where he could not possibly get into these debates.
What was it? No Jewish people?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, it wasn't
that. That one.
Oh.
But they did say that you had to raise a certain amount of money, I believe. And I don't remember if all the debates had this requirement, but you also had to poll a certain percentage in the polls, which they set way higher than they know any libertarian could possibly poll.
And they don't even include the libertarian in the polls
for the most part. Yeah.
So.
A lot of the polls have said someone else. Mm-hmm. So, like, they've had the mainstream two candidates and then, quote-unquote, someone else.
I've had two surveyors call me, and both times, you know, I've had to say they never have Jeremy as an option.
Yep.
So I have to say, write Jeremy Kaufman or tell your producer or whoever it is, I said Jeremy Kaufman.
Good.
So.
Yeah, I'll do that stuff, too, when they call. Whether it makes any difference, I don't know. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to say it. So the general, Don Bolduc, accused you, Joa, of hitting him, called police over before he even accused you of hitting him, had you arrested because you approached him and you had some words to say about him being a warmonger, basically. You had some opinions you wanted to share with him. And you were off the property, ostensibly, of the college, St. Anselm College at the time, but yet you were arrested and charged with so-called criminal trespass. So this is going to be an interesting case just on that alone, but then they tacked on a disorderly conduct charge because they just love to do that. And but yet no assault charge, no battery charge, despite the fact that this guy, who's this retired general, is claiming you hit him.
I don't think I can mess up his face anymore anyways.
Until today, when he decided to walk back his claims after video came out from multiple sources, multiple angles, that showed crystal clear that not only did he not get hit by you or even touched by you or even, like, motioned towards, you didn't raise a pinky towards this guy. Not only does the video show that clearly, but it also shows that he hit you, Joe.
Yes, he elbowed me.
And then his goons came out and further roughed you up after
Which was incited by him because of what he was doing.
Claiming that you had hit him.
Exactly.
So, now fast forward to this afternoon when the video's been out. The mainstream media has seen the actual video now, and they actually did ask him about it after playing some of the clips on WMUR. And I've got that clip here where they approached Don Bolduc at another campaign event, and they asked him. I'm just going to run it back in case people are just tuning in. So here's the full statement from Don Bolduc.
Were you assaulted last night?
I wouldn't call it an assault. You know,
I wouldn't either.
Me neither. But he sure as hell did last night. Saying he hit me over and over again.
The police wasn't there. You know, if the police didn't do their job, it probably would have been an assault, but you can't speculate.
He did, right then.
So I'm grateful that the police were there. I'm grateful they did their job. As you know, I'm a big supporter of law enforcement. I don't want that incident to eclipse the debate.
Too late. It was way more interesting than
too late, bruh.
It's way more interesting.
That we're going to beat Maggie Hassan on Tuesday. It's about the election. It's about Senator Hassan and I, and that's it, right?
Oh, wait, I thought he supported Jeremy Kaufman being in the debate.
Well, that was until he was viciously assaulted by one of his supporters.
Going on.
We need to focus on.
And finally, the video appears to show your right elbow going into him. Have you seen that?
No, I did not expect that question.
Me neither.
I was really surprised that they asked that question. So kudos to the reporter.
I do appreciate that, but, you know, they still kind of have to line things up. They should be showing the footage right when he's saying this. Go ahead.
I see what you're saying. Yeah
they should have. That would have been good earlier. Editing.
Yeah, you're right. They showed some footage earlier, but they certainly didn't show that portion of
right.
it. Though, to be fair to WMUR, they did include a good chunk of the footage in a separate video in this same article. If you scroll down, you can review some of that stuff. Anyway, going on.
Did you, and no. he's threatening to file assault charges against you. Any response to that?
No, I didn't assault anybody. I was
wrong.
He definitely hit somebody. Whether it was an assault or a battery, I suspect, you know, maybe this is a legal question, but going on here. So also, he kind of looks like his eyes look real shifty when he gets asked this question. He kind of looks around. He looks really shifty.
No, I didn't assault anybody. He was close with towards me. I was turning to protect myself, and you know, that was it.
That wasn't what happened. He didn't turn to protect himself.
No, he did not.
Because he wasn't under attack.
What he's showing in that video right there is he's turning the opposite way what he actually did. He actually turned toward me and put an elbow into me. What he's showing in the clip, he's turning on the opposite way to his left. And it's complete opposite. He continues to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way anyone should be trusting him as a senator if he gets in office, and that you shouldn't be voting for him. This isn't
the most consistent candidate I've ever heard.
Yeah, as far as lying.
Yeah, for lying. But, you know, congratulations, Maggie Hassan. I don't like you, but you're just as bad as him.
Yeah.
But you're going to win now because of this. And I hate to say it, but this is what's going to end up happening. But or all the Maggie people that, you know, if you're listening right now, you're probably being paid to listen. But maybe you can go and vote for Jeremy Kaufman. Jeremy will pay you.
I don't think so.
I'm being satirical. Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. I think that's pretty much the end. So, yeah, he claims he was bending over to protect himself. But, again, from what? He already said there was no assault. Like, earlier in the video, he admitted that there was no attack on him. So why was he protecting himself? The only time that he did any kind of bending or whatever was when he grabbed his own arm as he was sort of shuffled away by or pulled away by the police in this case and acted for a moment like he had somehow been injured by you when, in fact, he was the one that connected with your body with his arm.
Right. See, what's going to end up happening, I'm going to play this out into if he was a senator or whatever, or if he was president, let's just say that, right? They're going to be like, oh, there was kids throwing grenades, and it was just like this kid kicking a rock. Like, that's what's going to be. And then he's going to drop
like
bombs
Israel
on people.
With the Palestinians when they throw a rock at a tank or something, and they take it out of a hospital.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, this is how this guy's going to react in office, right?
Yeah.
If he has to make some big decisions, he's going to see a butterfly land and start nuclear war. Like,
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this really reflects his opinion on what we should have done on February 28th regarding Russia. You know, it really goes hand in hand.
There's maybe a little bit more. Let me see if it's worth playing.
Myself. And, you know, that was it. It was simple as that.
Is that Sharon next to him?
I don't know.
Now, News 9 did speak with Hart by telephone, and Hart denied assaulting anyone. Reporting live in Loudoun Rape.
Anyone who wants to watch this video can make up their own mind for themselves. And it's there if you want to watch it at freekeen.com.
The cope in some of the comments watching the video is incredible, though.
Do you recall any of that?
I forget. Yeah, one of the guys was like, this video doesn't show enough to make an informed decision. Even though it shows at least two or three different angles in slow motion, you obviously never touch him until he's pushed into you and his elbow comes out. And
the video shows them apart. Right?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's not,
for sure.
It's not like the video starts when they're already next to one another.
Right.
It shows them approaching each other. So you get to see the whole thing. One of the excuses I heard earlier was, oh, well, this wasn't the assault. The assault happened at another time.
No, it didn't.
I don't think you even got close to him at any other point.
No, that was the only time.
Never.
Yeah.
Did you cover how they freaked out at you for going on the property when you got asked to leave, but they didn't yell at, like, 10 other people who were going where you were trying to go?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't say I don't blame them. Sure. Because I was loud, obnoxious, swearing, all these things that probably the campus NWMUR didn't want. But until they finally say that I'm trespassed, I'm going to be there. Right. Right? And that's how it goes. That's how trespassing law works. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. You know, Manchester PD didn't learn a lesson. I mean, Goffs didn't learn from Manch.
And I want to get to the Jeremy Kaufman, the final ad that came out for his campaign, which we have yet to actually...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
brought to you by Bullion Max. Bullion Max can get you the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. I want to talk about a great place to go and get a huge variety of gold and silver products. They've got those for you over at BullionMax.com, but maybe you're brand new to it. Maybe you want to get into collecting silver for the first time. They've got their silver starter kit. You can get yours at employee pricing by going to bullionmax.com/FTL, and they're now throwing in a free gold back because the gold backs are amazing, and everybody loves them when they see them, so you get yours.
Believe me, as everybody loves them.
They are.
If you never, if you haven't heard of gold and silver, it's like the original NFT, okay?
No.
Yeah, it is, because it has proof. No,
you don't like that one. NFTs are like one of the kind. Although I guess you could say goldbacks have serial numbers on them, so I guess they are unique. In that way.
Okay.
They're way cooler than NFTs. So go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get your silver starter kit there. It's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products plus a free gold back, and it's limited to one per household. So don't miss out on your chance over at bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So here in our state, they really want to consider taking guns away from domestic violence abusers that have a criminal record.
Oh, okay. So the cops are safe then because they have a lot of domestic violence from what I understand. Isn't it like 40% of police wives that suffer abuse, physical abuse?
Yeah, it was a national poll.
Yeah, but she said criminal abuse record.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so the cops are safe, are good.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So that's what you want, right?
Well, the thing about it is that...
You want to excuse the police from their violence, but go after other people?
Okay, but... Are they arrested? Are they in jail?
No, they're not going to be arrested because their buddies are the ones who would be arresting them.
Exactly.
So they look the other way. They get the pass. They get the thin blue line.
I have seen a lot of police officers lately. A lot of videos are coming out where they're getting arrested for DUIs.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of these are finally coming out. Like, they're being revealed. I've seen, like, maybe like a dozen in the last couple months. Yeah. It's wild.
The issue was that... What the problem is there was a guy that was released out of prison, and then he came out, and then he shot his ex-girlfriend in the face as soon as he got released, and they were released from the COVID virus. That was part of the reason, and they're using to attack our governor, Lou Grisham. So the
whole where did he get the gun?
Well, I mean, he's a criminal.
What you're saying is the criminal doesn't follow laws?
Right, but it's better that
hold on, Sarah. I'm trying to put this together. So what you just told me was a guy got out of jail. He went after his wife or his girlfriend?
Ex-wife.
Right.
Ex-wife. He went after his ex-wife. He shot her in the face.
Right.
And he didn't obey the laws about shooting her in the face, so you wouldn't think he would obey the laws about not having a gun, would you?
Right. I mean,
okay.
But the thing about it is that I don't know exactly how he had a gun. I mean, he might have had a gun in his house, accessible. But
do you think that if he didn't have a gun in his house, do you think he would have been able to get one?
Well, he was threatening her on the recording that I'll get the gun as soon as possible. I'm sure his criminal buddies would have had a gun. But
so what you're saying is, even if it were illegal for him to have a gun, he could still get one because he knows people.
Right, that's correct. But
so what good is your law going to do exactly?
Well, the thing is that it'll be at least laws on the books. And then it's harder to do it because right now New Mexico we don't have that like.
I mean, it doesn't sound that hard if all he's got to do is call up his buddy, and then ask him for a gun because he needs a favor or whatever. That doesn't sound like that's very hard, and he's just got to drive to his friend's house and pick it up. That doesn't sound hard at all.
It's an extra layer of protection, so that it's not readily accessible to actually have a state law and ordinance in place.
Okay.
So it'll be like California.
So you're saying having to drive to somebody's house is like a big barrier in your mind that's going to somehow stop somebody from getting shot?
No, but there's other ones that they were allowed to have a gun with all of these domestic violence, and then it's not actually a state law encoded right now in New Mexico because they abuse women here.
Sarah, I understand that you don't care about people's rights. I get that. I get that you don't care about gun freedoms.
She's saying that someone had a domestic and they don't have the gun right? Is that what she said?
Well, they're passing one of those laws, right?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Wait,
Sarah, hang on a second, okay? This is ridiculous. This is personal. I'm not going to talk about everything, but let's just put it this way. When they take away, when they get a restraining order on someone, a lot of times the person they're getting the restraining order on is actually the victim. You realize that, right? You realize that?
Oh, no, she believes all women.
The person what's the law in New Hampshire? Do they have that? If there's a
they take your gun rights away if you it's not even a conviction. There's no charges being brought forward. If you are found if the restraining order is granted, okay, regardless of the facts of the case are true or not, they will take your gun rights away for a year,
whether or not you've even been charged with domestic violence.
That's right.
Just in a simple restraining
order. And there's no argument or fight from the defendant on the case because they're not being charged, so they could just railroad you in the court. You get that, right?
Well, I think we don't New Mexico, we don't even have that. We have nothing.
Sarah, do you think that women should all be believed by default?
Well, you know what? I think 9 out of 10 women should be believed.
Uh-oh. Only 9 out of 10.
Hey, Sarah.
You sound like a misogynist to me.
Yeah, Sarah, I believe you right now, but I'll never believe you in real life. Like,
I hope
in,
we never
in person.
Marry.
Yeah, no.
Well, I just don't believe her this one time. This is the 1 out of 10 times I don't believe her.
Well, I'm going to believe her because you said that.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call. I'm had enough of you.
She's really a numbskull, and I'm sorry. Yeah. She needs to be called out on it. Sarah, I don't really mind you calling in. It's kind of fun.
No, I'm glad she brought up the issue, because otherwise we wouldn't have talked about gun freedoms here tonight. So I do appreciate her call. And it is important to point out here that these things are very emotional, right? Like, oh, God, somebody's under threat, right? Like, there's a poor person, a woman, or somebody who's being threatened by their lover or ex-lover, and they're going to hurt them, and we need the government to do something, even though we already pointed out that somebody who's interested in doing harm is going to make it possible, right? Like, they don't care what the law says.
I'll tell you the reason why they do it. I'll tell you the reason why they do it. Why judges do this. Because if they don't do it, and then actually 1 out of the 100 that they didn't take the person's rights away, the gun rights, and that one guy or girl, doesn't matter what sex they are, and they go and attack the other person, now that judge is on the hook.
No, they won't be.
No, but people blame them all the time. You see it. I see it all the time in the news.
They don't have any liability, so they're not on the hook at all.
No, I know, but they're on the hook.
They're qualified immunity.
But politically, they're on the hook.
Yeah.
It don't matter to them, really.
More coming up here in moments. You can join the show.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says close to 26 million Americans have applied for student loan forgiveness and 16 million applications will soon be approved. The Biden administration earlier this year rolled out plans to cancel $10,000 for most student loan borrowers. However, the plan is facing a legal challenge from six Republican-led states, which has temporarily stopped the administration from starting to forgive the debt. The top Republican in the House says his party won't make cuts to Social Security if they win the election next week.
Here's a commitment to America. What does it say in there? To save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. This simply means is we're not touching it.
California's Kevin McCarthy insisted Democrats are desperate as they bring up this line of attack so close to the election. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join the show. Bring up whatever you want, whether it's gun control or this ridiculous situation developing, still developing here in New Hampshire with this General Don Bulldog telling lies to have our co-host Joa arrested on false charges. Luckily, he hasn't been hit with any assault or battery charges at this point, but has been hit with criminal trespass and the ever-famous popular disorderly conduct, which police love to throw at protesters. It's Ian Reed and Joa in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, you can support the Crypto 6 movie. There's a documentary that's in production. You can go to BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. That's Ballad of the Crypto 6 with a numeral 6. And you can become a backer of this production. If you want the Crypto 6 story to be told about how this studio was raided, my home, multiple co-hosts' homes were raided last year, people charged with a bunch of BS, victimless crimes, supposedly for selling Bitcoin without government permission. So if that's interesting to you, please go to Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. You can watch the 9-minute trailer that they put together, but it's going to take a little bit of money to put this full feature-length film together, and I'm sure they would appreciate your help. It's an independent crew out of based out of Mexico that's been doing the work, and it's looking good so far. So go and check it out, and you can back it and get some perks like T-shirts or possibly hosting Free Talk Live or dining with some of your favorite hosts at Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the number6.com. So we've been covering this situation with Don Bulldog accusing you, Joa, of attacking him. But now it's not an attack. It was, he was afraid that you were going to attack.
What a coward thing. So what is he going to do, react when Russia goes, ooh, flinches
yes,
at him?
Yes, yes, that is what he's already done.
Yeah, preemptive. Preemptive. Yeah. He wants to do a preemptive attack.
And I didn't flinch, by the way.
Yeah, it's you're lucky he wasn't a cop at this time. I think he has been a cop in the past. I think I heard that somewhere.
No, I don't know.
Like, you know, before he was in the military, he was like a cop, apparently. Maybe. Anyway, luckily he wasn't a cop, because if a cop thinks you're going to do something violent to them, then they have the right to shoot you to death. So thankfully that didn't...
Yeah. Well, so do generals, apparently, though, at least in America. If we think someone's going to do something, we can just invade them, you know.
Well, right, I'm in on a personal level,
yeah,
right?
It's like just on a higher level with the generals, so.
Well, genital bulldog gum.
I haven't heard that one yet. That's a good one.
Well, he hangs kind of low.
It's General Ball. Duck! Joe's going to hit me!
I mean, maybe I should have. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you definitely shouldn't have.
You know, because I'm a non-violent person.
Yeah, I mean, you really, your approach was ideal, right?
Yes.
Like, you did get close to him, but you weren't threatening in any way, shape, or form. There's nothing anyone can say about this video beyond pure conjecture and conspiracy that, oh, well, the video that it was really, you know, oh, he really hit him another time where there wasn't a camera on him. And that's really the best claim that they have. And that's that there's no claim there because we have video of all the rest of it that just hasn't come out. Right. Like, because it's boring, because it's just him running around.
I think I hit him really hard in the ego.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yep.
And hopefully he is going to be doubled over, because this thing hopefully will not let up, and it will ramp up over the next 24 to 48 hours and get worse for him.
I wonder if General Bulldog has ever had torture cuffs on him.
Probably not.
I hope it's a first for him.
Oh, because you think he's going to get arrested.
I believe he will.
Because you filed charges.
I did.
Or you're attempting to, right? Because you can't. So here's something else. Brad Jardis. Do you remember Brad Jardis?
I do.
Yeah. So he was trying to reach you today. Were you able to talk to him?
I did not talk to him. Okay, so yeah, it's been a while since I talked to him. That's when I saw him at the State House.
I'll remind you off the air. But basically, Brad, he's a former cop. For listeners that don't know, Brad Jardis was a 10-plus-year cop here in New Hampshire. So he knows a thing or two about the system.
Correct.
And he ended up quitting being a cop because he came out against the war on drugs.
Took one puff of joint, or something.
I don't think that's what started it for.
Oh, okay.
I think he later, when he was no longer a cop, did smoke some cannabis. But while he was still a cop, he was following all the rules.
Gotcha.
And, but he spoke out against the war on drugs, and the department came after him. So the other cops in the department were threatening him, were trying to intimidate him. They were like doing graffiti on his vehicle and things like that.
Wow.
And they ended up basically running him out of the department. He's kind of been out of the activism world for a little while. He's been working with his family. But he showed back up recently. He took Bonnie and I out to dinner, and we kind of caught up, and he's doing well. For listeners that might have been wondering about
that's good.
He's doing good.
I'm happy to hear that.
But he's now hanging out on our Matrix server at chat.freetalklive.com, and he was saying he could teach you how to actually charge Bulldog yourself, that there is some way to do that in New Hampshire where you don't have to rely on the police
right.
Say, oh, well, we think there's a chargeable offense here and we feel like charging it.
Right. I know exactly what you're saying. So I used to go file a loss, basically a complaint of the courts with them or something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know how it's done. Yeah. I didn't ask him, but he wants to tell you about that.
Okay.
So that would be interesting. He said the only downside is, even though you can bring a criminal charge against somebody in New Hampshire, the prosecutor can still dismiss it.
Oh, anytime.
You don't have the true, real ability to bring prosecutorial action against somebody. You can try it and see what happens.
What if let's just say they deny all this, right? I'm going to do a petition.
You mean if the police?
Yeah, if they don't want to take this assault claim that I came in and complained about. If they don't take that seriously, which I am taking very seriously, I have a lawyer involved, and I'm going to take this guy down for assault and defaming, whatever you want to call it, slander, liable, whatever it is. He is going to see the bars. He's going to sit in a concrete cell, and he's going to have to deal with the consequences of him elbowing me for political purposes in front of a crowd, in front of police, and those police officers are also going to be held liable for them not doing anything.
See, now I kind of hope he wins the election.
So that can
then goes down afterwards.
And then this is a special election?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be exciting. What happens if he gets convicted of a crime before he was elected?
You revoke.
Do we just get to put Bruce Fenton in? I say that's what we do.
That would be nice. You're referring to the free stater who was running against Waldeck in the primary. That's a good question. It would depend.
It goes to a revote. Well, so this happened in Rhode Island.
Really?
Yep. Billy Hunt was running against a Democrat, and it was like a young kid. The Democrat, I forget his name, who cares. He won.
In a federal race?
No, this is state, I guess, yeah, you're right.
But go ahead, tell the story.
This is a good story, yeah. Because what happened is, like, this Democrat won, and then they found there was money laundering within the campaign, uh-huh. And all this, like, illegal financing and all that stuff, so that kid ran. Before he even could take the seat in office, he ran out of the state because he knew he was dealing with charges.
Okay.
So the next thing they do, special election, mm-hmm. And one of the guys that actually endorsed Billy Hunt, which he was like the Republican or Libertarian, whatever, kind of candidate, that other candidate decided, oh, is another race available? I'm going to run against Billy Hunt, the guy I endorsed. So they had a special election, and he was just splitting the vote on him, and guess who wins? A Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Again. And the Democrat that won was part of the, she was the treasurer of the other candidate that was.
With the money launderer?
Yes!
That is incredible.
Billy Hunt should have won.
So the question is, what would the charges be? Would they be felony level? Would they be misdemeanor level? Because if it's felony level, there's a good chance he would be disqualified from office.
Yep.
I don't know at the federal level if a misdemeanor would.
I don't know what. What exactly, like, politically motivated assaults are, but that sounds like a felony.
And I don't know how, whether or not it would be before or after would affect it. If it were before, I think there's a good chance he would be disqualified if it were a felony. If it were after, it may be that the Senate would have to vote him out. So that's just, kind of speculating based on what I know about state level stuff, maybe extrapolating that to federal. But either way, it's going to be a real pain in his ass.
How about this? Either way, what he did is possibly treasonous. Like, he is supposed
to... attacking the media, you mean?
Or how about just attacking any... Like, he literally attacked me, mm-hmm. and then trying to point the finger at me like I'm the attacker.
Right.
And he's doing it for political motivation. Like, he's going to do this over and over again. He gets away with this once, he's going to do it over and over again. He'll do it to everybody. Yeah. That's against America. That is against freedom of speech. Treasonous. No, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm taking the back of treason. Bulldog, I'm sorry.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, whether the police actually lift a finger to do anything about this, and who knows how long they're going to take to do this investigation. Yeah. I am not as optimistic as you are, Joe, but I hope you prove
me wrong. I am optimistic. I think he's going to send us out.
Okay. I hope you prove me wrong.
That would be incredible.
That would be really amazing. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We will keep our eyes on this story, and then we're going to get into some international news here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Reed's got some really scary news about Ukraine.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you, if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160 is the number. 603-283-6160. You don't have to talk about the incredible corruption within the two major parties, which we've been focusing on one of them tonight. Although we did mention the fact that the other candidate, Maggie Hassan, has basically backed her opponent.
That's because she's paying us to undermine his campaign. That's why she would side with him against us.
Yeah.
Easy $20 ever.
It's Ian Reed and also Joa in the studio here tonight. Joa, there was a special notice or thing you wanted to wish towards somebody. Go ahead.
Well, it's sad news in the First Amendment auditing community. One of our biggest YouTubers, Disorderly Product News, he's out of Chicago.
Mm.
And he'll be missed. He passed away recently. And, you just had the voice. He had this really fun voice. Like, hey, it's Disorderly Product News here. Mm. And today we're going to see Chicago Cubs acting out. That's how he sounded. And everyone loved him. He was a great guy. And,
so he was a First Amendment auditor, like kind of like you. You go to different places.
Yeah, cop watcher and that sort of
You've
thing.
You've got a video camera. You enter various different bureaucratic buildings, and you see what happens.
Yeah, he was mainly like a cop watcher. So he'll run around and like film cops. Like, cool. He had the ability. Chicago. I mean, come on.
Yeah, lots to do there.
Jeez. But sad news, and it's just
health issues. Yeah, he was young.
He had some health. He was about my age, and it's sad.
That's young.
Yeah. Everyone says I'm a lot younger, but I'm actually a lot older than people think I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
What was it? Disorderly Product News?
Disorderly Product News. Yes. Yeah. Check him out on YouTube. He's got over 100,000 subs, and he could use your support even though he's not here.
Well, it's always, that's a nice thing about video is it sticks around after you're
that's
gone,
right.
And at least as long as YouTube doesn't delete his channel. So thanks for sharing that tonight.
You're welcome.
Reed, you had some news to talk about here, and it's not good, it looks like, out of Ukraine and the U.S.'s involvement.
So you guys already talked about the Democrats, or did you ever talk about that, the 30 Democrats who wrote the letter to urge Biden to reconsider his strategy, and then they instantly retracted it.
Yeah, I don't know if that got any serious discussion here, but it was very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
The supposed most progressive Democrats wrote a letter against the the invasion of Ukraine or the escalation of U.S.
Yeah, it was criticizing Biden for not trying to communicate with Russia or, negotiate some sort of
diplomacy.
Exactly. And they drafted it months ago, and then it got released, and then they instantly retracted it. And it wasn't even...
And didn't they blame, the intern or something like that?
Yeah.
And, we don't know how that got out there.
And it wasn't even that aggressive of a letter. It wasn't condemning Biden. It was just like, hey, man, let's maybe talk to them a little bit and see, right. But they retracted that, and apparently, I heard this, I forget how many days ago I heard this, but the 101st Airborne is in Romania, right on the border of Ukraine.
This is like an army division, right?
Correct.
This is a large, isn't that a large amount of
troops? They're the guys who jumped on D-Day. I mean, that's the...
Okay.
Not the literally the same guys.
And
but
where
the
are they now?
In Romania,
okay.
Right on the Ukrainian border. So Romania is kind of to
the western side?
Yeah, like a little bit north of Poland to the west. And also, apparently, there are American troops on the ground in Ukraine that has been reported. So Don Baldock doesn't sound absolutely insane anymore because his proposal...
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
So,
okay, so what's the excuse? What's the, why are there troops there? Do we know how many of them?
I don't know how many. I just read an article that was saying that there were logistical support and people training Ukrainian military.
Oh, so it's fine then. They're just there under an advisory.
No, you know what they are? They are cannon fodder to start a new war.
Well,
that's what they are.
What you're saying is if there is an attack that happens to include the U.S. military people getting hurt or killed, then all of a sudden it's on.
And,
right? That's what you're saying?
A lot of people are not going to like what I'm about to say. If you're that dumb to join the military under Biden, okay, you probably deserve to be on the front lines right now. Like, if you're that, if you're volunteering to do this.
Yeah, my sister joined under Trump.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a dumb idea either way.
If you're joining the military in the last 100 years.
So, is she over there right now?
No.
No, okay, that's good.
Thank God.
That is good.
Yeah.
So
she's not that dumb to be on the front lines.
So logistical. What does that mean? Does that mean they're like just throwing boxes and like moving product, feeding people?
Yeah,
like,
they're training. I know some of them are training Ukrainian troops.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's going to go over well.
Yeah, they're giving advice and stuff like that. I mean, the logistical support isn't new at all. I mean, I think there were, I can't remember if this was 100% confirmed, but there were reports that the United States was advising Ukraine on how to sink the Black Fleet from Russia several months ago.
Huh.
And so, I mean, you'd think that would be an act of war in itself already, but it's nothing that new.
Do you know if Russia, Putin or whatever, has made any kind of statement about this?
I'm not aware.
Okay.
I'm sure he's not happy, though.
Is there anything else that we should know?
That's all I know, is that there are troops on the ground in Ukraine, and the 101st Airborne is on the border in Romania, which is not good.
Yeah, I'm scanning over at RT.com, and I'm not seeing anything jumping out at me. Usually there's like some kind of a official statement.
I have heard that from the troops are on the ground.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
The number here is 603-283-6160. There's just no direction that this can go in that, except for total withdrawal that is good, right? Like in any kind of escalation, and this isn't a violent escalation, but it is an escalation of numbers. It is an escalation of strength. You said the 101st Airborne. I don't know how many troops that is, but I think it's pretty large, right?
Yeah,
like, that's not.
I mean,
like,
it's not the entirety of it or anything, but a lot of them are over there, so.
And so, and they do airdrops, right? Like they'll drop into an air,
they can,
zone or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So who knows where this is going to go from here? I actually haven't seen much news out of Ukraine and Russia in the last few days, and maybe that's just because we've been distracted by.
It's because of Paul Pelosi and the important stuff, man.
Oh yeah,
that rubber hammer.
Yeah.
I have not followed that situation. Can you guys summarize it?
Like, I haven't followed it that closely. Honestly, have you ever looked into
care.
It?
I didn't really care. I just automatically, if it was real, it's real. Whatever. It happened. It done. But if it was faked, it's way more interesting. And but still, I don't really care. I just don't care.
That could be awkward taken out of context.
Well, let me put it, I care that people don't get hurt, okay? There you go. But the point is like, if you're...
it's hard to be concerned with, you know, the husband of a politician.
Think about all the breakdown of this, okay? It's not just so much a husband of a politician. She's a Speaker of the House. She's like third in line in the country.
She's one of the worst.
And she don't have Secret Service watching her house at all times? Like, yeah, you think she would? And then all of
is
a sudden,
is that an option for her? Could she have that? Is that
probably
a thing?
She's third in line to be a president?
Is she required to? Maybe even.
I don't know if it's required.
Like,
but
former presidents, they can't go anywhere without security, right? Isn't that a requirement?
As I understand it.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same way for her, but I don't know.
Well, you're saying there was no.
There was, how did this happen? Is kind of the question.
So okay, let's just assume she had Secret Service. Okay?
So hold on, wait, okay. What happened? Right. There was like a guy allegedly with a hammer. Yeah.
Green Party,
home, right?
He lived with leftists.
No, he was a total MAGA right-wing extremist. No, I'm just kidding.
He lived with a bunch of leftists that had Black Lives Matter and stuff like that on the windows, and he was a Green Party member, and he did say some things how he didn't like Pelosi. That's all I really know about it, but I do know that the Secret Service weren't there, and, you know, this is a huge vulnerability to this country. I think it's like January 6th, kind of stuff. Like,
aren't there a bunch of weird things about this case, though? Like, I mean, again, I haven't looked closely, but I've heard things, right? Like,
I haven't either.
That, you know, this guy was maybe a prostitute?
That's part of the allegation, is that it's Paul Pelosi's lover, even, maybe, or something.
They were having some sort of a spat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that feeling, too, when I first heard about this. Like, the guy was welcomed in the home previously or some sort of thing, and he was in the house again, and then maybe some sort of, you know, incident happened because they know each other. They all know each other, right? Am I right about that? Do they know each other?
I think so.
See, this is more sus. This is like a domestic dispute with Pelosi. It almost feel like, why would this guy want to attack? You know what I mean? Maybe they were the initiators.
Pelosi elbowed him, you know.
I know. We're going to footage tomorrow. Yeah.
It's, unfortunately, none of us really know a whole lot about this. I heard something about the cops had come in there and the attack hadn't happened, right? Like, they were just, the dude was just armed, right? Like, he wasn't defending himself from him, was he? Like, they weren't in the midst of a struggle.
They're saying there was a struggle because they both had their hand on the hammer. I remember that specifically. Hmm. Like, people were like, whoa, did they both have a hammer in their hand? Because this wasn't really, they weren't really clear about this, too, in the news. So I guess they were fighting over the same hammer, the rubber hammer. The one they got on Amazon that's pink.
Oh, boy. All right.
Teeth marks on it.
We're going to leave it there. Check them out. These guys got their own channels on Odyssey. Breaking the Flaw for Joa and Naturalist Capitalist for Reed. And between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.